And welcome back to Kidman Talk. This is Carl Bastian coming to you from Kidology.org, and you're listening to Kidman Talk number 153. Today I'm beginning the first of a series for this year where I'm going to be sharing some of my favorite things, favorite resources, and today I'm going to be sharing with you my top three Kidman Kidology tools for the new year, because we are headed into the new year. You're making New Year's resolutions, you're evaluating your ministry, you're making plans for the new year, and I want you to know what are the best resources on Kidology, assuming, of course, you've got an all-access membership to Kidology. That is a given. You definitely want to have that as you head into the new year so you can have access to all the curriculum, all the recruiting tools, all the resources, all the leadership training and volunteer training and parent tools and everything else. But I had to pick what are the top three things as we head into the new year that I want you to be aware of and to consider getting. The best thing is two of the three are completely free. So wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, sit back and relax and get ready for my top three Kidology Kidman tools as we head into the new year. Are you ready? Here we go. Now, the first one is one that is totally free and not super new, but I want to make sure you are aware of an ebook. Now, obviously, I've printed it out. This is not the ebook. This is the P-book, the printed book. That doesn't sound good. Don't refer to it as that. But it's called The Kidology Way, and it's the subtitle is The Four Pillars of Children's Ministry. You can download this by just going to kidology.org/four pillars or click into the show notes. I'll have a link there for you. Believe me, this is a 50-page small book that you really will benefit from reading, all right? Here's the subtitle: The Time-Tested Principles for Ministry Regardless of Denomination, Curriculum, or Program. Constantly in ministry, you're being told, use this resource, use this curriculum, use this, use that, buy this, buy that. This book is about the four basic principles that if you apply these to your ministry, it does not matter what denomination, what resources you have, what curriculum you use, even what budget you have, your ministry will, and I can say that with confidence because these are biblical principles, your ministry will be successful in reaching and teaching kids for Jesus and making disciples, all right? I'll give you a little sneak peek at what you're going to explore inside of here. You're going to explore the four pillars of children's ministry. The foundation is a biblical foundation, all right? It's not one of the pillars. That's the foundation. And I'm actually going to talk to you about how to develop your biblical philosophy of ministry for your ministry. I'll share mine, but encourage you to develop your own. That is the bedrock of your ministry. You need to know the whys of your ministry, why you do what you do. When you're asked or challenged about decisions you make, you need to be able to point to Scripture and say, I can tell you exactly why we're doing this or exactly why we are not doing that. And you'll be able to point back to Scripture. And then there's the four pillars. The first one is a child-centered ministry, that everything you do revolves around the children and reaching the children. And that's why you'll do some crazy things. It's also why you'll say no to some things. Number two is a highly relational ministry. Jesus led a relational ministry. It was not an educational ministry, although he did teaching. It was a relational ministry. He walked with them and he talked with them along life's narrow way, right? And then the third one is a gospel-focused ministry. This is so critical. I'm amazed how many ministries are not gospel-focused, even though they might feel like they are or claim they are. But that's easier said than done. What does that actually mean to be gospel-focused? How do you evaluate if your ministry is gospel-focused? How do you make sure you're actually sharing the gospel and harvesting for the gospel? And then the fourth one is a disciple-making ministry. We're in business to make disciples. Jesus didn't say go into all the world and run some really awesome programs, provide quality, safe programming with, you know, background-checked individuals. That's all good stuff, but we are to go and make disciples. You need to know what a disciple is, what they look like, so that you know whether you're doing that. So it's a good read. It's 50 pages. It prints out really small, or you can print it out full page. You can put it in a three-ring binder like that. But that would be the first of my three recommended resources for you. You know, I don't know if you can hear that. It's driving me crazy. I'm in a soundproof podcast studio, but it's cold outside and the pipes in the wall are clunking and popping and banging like crazy. And I have no idea if the microphone's picking that up, but if you see me shooting glances up and you're watching the video, that would be why. Now, the second resource I want to tell you about is one that I am super pumped about. I did a Facebook Live about this a while ago, within the last few weeks, and where I talked about it in more depth. I'm going to throw an embed of that onto the show notes page. But this is something, I decided to share this again because I just got an email from someone this week saying, I love the new year because I pass these out to all the kids. Again, if you're watching the video version, this is what the All About Me sheet looks like. You can go to kidology.org/allaboutme. And what this is a sheet you give every kid in your ministry. And going forward, you give it to all of your visitors. We actually have a little cool box with some treats and gifts that we give our visitors, and this is inside there. And then we give them a prize if they bring it back. Now, if you've read the Kidology Handbook, and by the way, if you email me and let me know what your favorite Kidman resource is, the first five, I am going to mail you a CD-ROM copy of the Kidology Handbook. If you have not read that, that's a great manual for children's ministry, but it's the first major resource I created years ago. It's still relevant for today. And in there, I talk about what kidology is, the study of kids, and what it means to be a kidologist. And I talk about being a student of the culture of kids. That was when I started doing these, and it's had different names over the years, and it's looked differently, and I recently redid it a few years ago. But this helps me get to know the kids in my ministry. It also helps me learn about their culture. It helps me know how to pray for kids, gives me insights into their home life, because basically beyond the basic information of their address and things like that, lets me know their candy favorites, their toy favorites, movies, actors. I added app to this one because that's new. Their favorite books, famous people. And then they talk about their family. They put prayer requests. And then there's some complete the sentence things. I'm super good at, I wish I was better at, when I grow up, if I had $1 zillion, I would. The hardest thing about being a kid is, I wish parents understood. One thing I would change at church is, that's a feedback question. Funniest thing I ever did was, and then you can take this information and you can learn from it and you can share in church. You never mention a kid's name, but you can say, you know, I know some of you guys struggle with this, or some of you guys have shared this with me, and you're going to hit those kids in the audience. And likely if one kid feels that way, other kids feel that way as well. You can also compile these answers for parents. Like that question, the thing I wish parents understood, you can put together a list of 30 things you wish that parents, the kids wish their parents understood. Don't attach the names. You ain't going to get any kid in trouble, right? But you can distribute to your parents. These are the things that your kids wish you understood. Or these are the things that your kids struggle with at. Or that your kids are asking for prayer about. Or that they're saying it's hard about being a kid. Then what I do with these is I keep them in a notebook, all right? And then what I do is I begin my day by going through this notebook and praying for the kids in my ministry. It helps me to learn their names and to recognize them on Sundays. I even made a template. A lot of kids turn them in without the picture. And so what I do is I'll just take their picture, make sure their name tag's in the picture. I have a little template that I'll drop the pictures in just so it's the right size to print out and put on there. But the new year is a great time to print those All About Me sheets. It's customizable at the bottom. You put your church's name and your name on there. And you can see I've got my church name there on mine. And that would be the second awesome resource. So download your Four Pillars of Children's Ministry. Get your All About Me sheets and pass those out. That is completely free to members. If you're not an all-access member to Kidology, even though you should be, you can buy that in the store. It's super reasonable. And then you get unlimited license rights to print that forever, you know, well, until Jesus comes. All licensing, all licenses expire upon the return of Christ and the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ and in heaven, you know, then you have to renew, I think, at that point. I haven't really thought that far ahead. Anyway, the third resource I want to make sure you know about and consider as you head into the new year, it's a great time to reevaluate, to sharpen yourself. Especially as hopefully we're coming out of this COVID era where ministry's gone online. I know some of you, if you're listening to this while it just came out, are still online or limited in-person engagement. But while this has been difficult and has been challenging, it's also a great time to relaunch, restart, reevaluate, and do things the right way. And that's why I really want you to consider checking out Kidology's Ultimate Toolbox for Children's Ministry. This book, and it's a workbook, is a blueprint for your children's ministry. Now, there's a lot of leadership books out there. The feedback I get on this so much is they've never seen a book so practical. This is not a book of theory. Now, there's a lot of great principles and theory in it, but it is practical. There's forms in here. There's charts in here. In fact, if you go to kidology.org/toolbox, every PDF that's in this book, every chart, every form is available there for download. There's bonus videos on the website there at /toolbox. In fact, we have a digital version as well. Now, this book's a little bit of an investment. It's a thick book. It's well made. The publisher charges, I think it's just under $50 for the book. I argued really hard to also have a digital version. It's a little bit less for the digital. And so I asked, could Kidology be the exclusive on getting both for one price? So only on Kidology. You can find this on christianbooks.com and Amazon and other places. But if you buy it from Kidology, you will get the digital version free. Just with the same price. So it's a great deal to go to kidology.org/toolbox and buy the print version. Make sure you get the duo. Some people just want the print. Some people want just the digital. But let me talk you through this really briefly, what this goes through. A lot of books start with leadership. This book starts with personal tools. All right. One of the things I've learned through my own journey as a leader in ministry is your ministry will rise and fall on where you're at as a leader. If you are falling apart at the seams, if you're struggling, if you're not doing well, your ministry's not gonna be doing well. You've got to take care of yourself first. And so the first whole section of this book has nothing to do with your ministry other than your ministry will benefit from sharpening some personal tools. And so it goes through the tool of release, rest, gratitude, teachability, focus, goal setting, and I don't even want to give them all away. Then it goes into leadership tools and helping you to become a better leader. Talks about how to have a vision for your ministry, but not just in lofty goals, how to actually create one. It gets into specifics of how to plan meetings and how to determine a meeting agenda. Even talks about communication strategies and developing a communication strategy. I do entire workshops at conferences on developing a communication strategy, and I can't tell you how many leaders tell me they'd never even heard of a communication strategy. They just zip it off emails and zip it off text messages and letters and newsletters and never thought about how many different audiences they have. That every audience needs different types of communication, different frequency of communication, different types of communication. And that is all in there. It talks about organization, and it's powerful. Then it gets into teaching tools, all right, and how to become a better teacher and gives tons of practical ideas to stretch you as a teacher, give you some ideas of new things to try. And there's just tons of teaching tools in there. Then it goes into training, developing a training culture in your church. In fact, there are like quick little training emails that you can literally copy and paste and send to your volunteers. And I think there's 48 of them, something like that, a year's worth of short teacher training emails that you can zip off to your leaders. You can customize them, edit them, of course, personalize them, but save you from sitting at your desk going, oh, what can I write to them about this week, you know? And then the last section is outreach tools. How to do an outreach, how to plan an outreach, how to strategize what kind of outreach you want to do. This is a hefty book. It's a workbook. And I can't tell you how many leaders have told me, both rookies starting out, I'm like, man, you start out with this. Or even veterans who say, man, I've just been at it. I'm in maintenance mode and I need to reorganize, resharpen skills. You can go through it in that progressive order, or you can go to the area that you need to focus on and pull that off. So those are my three Kidology Kidman tools for the new year that I want to challenge you and encourage you to download, and in the one case to purchase and invest in yourself and in your ministry in this new year, so that this can be a fantastic and great year of ministry. Now, I always try to time write these podcasts and plan these podcasts so they're timeless. So yes, this is coming out in January of 2021, but you may be listening to this anytime during the year or even in the future. It's never a wrong time to start over. You know, people are so glad that 2020 is gone and the 2021's here. And I'm like, you know, a date is arbitrary, all right? The issues we faced in 2020 did not evaporate on January 1st. They're still here. Hopefully we're closer to a resolution with the virus and politics and things like that, but they don't just change with a date. You know, I've often joked about December 27th resolutions or January 4th resolutions or July 17th resolutions. We can start over at any time. And so whenever you're listening to this, that is a time to download the four pillars of children's ministry. Go for a walk, go to a coffee shop, get away from your office and the phone and email and distractions, put your phone in airplane mode, and maybe read that through in one sitting, or just do one pillar at a time, journal through it, think through it, process it. And it's a great time to pass these out to every kid on Sunday. Just print them out, two-sided. We provide a grayscale version as well. If you don't have the capacity to print in full color, that's perfectly fine. Start to get to know your kids. You will love having one of these notebooks with all your kids. And I've got notebooks like this going back for decades of ministry. And it's so fun when these kids grow up and get older that I'm able to reconnect with them, scan their All About Me sheet or the Scoop on Me sheet or the Kid Info sheet. I've had all these different names over the years, and send that information to them, or to send it to parents of previous ministries. And it's a lot of fun. And do consider getting the Kidology Ultimate Toolbox for Children's Ministry. It could make a huge difference in your ministry. I am so excited about this new year and the potential that it has for just what God has called you to do, to reach and to teach kids and to make disciples. And please know that your feedback means a lot to me. If you've got any feedback on the show or comments or questions or something you'd like me to address on the podcast, or a resource, a way we can help you on Kidology with a recruiting tool or just anything, please feel free to reach out, carl@kidmantalk.com, and we will do our best to equip and encourage you in any way that we can. Hope you have a happy new year.